Good evening and welcome back to the Retirement Mark Show with Mark Lumia, the owner of True Wealth Group, right here on News Radio 102.5 WFLA and AM 540. Well, yeah, you know that song. It was this week in 1963 that the Kingsmen released Louie Louie. It was a catchy tune, still is, but no one could really understand the lyrics. Rumors circulated that they were profane, and the FBI started a 31-month investigation into that matter. And in the end, they declared no one can really understand the lyrics. Well, I tell you, Mark, if this song was controversial back then, it certainly wouldn't even turn ahead today.
Oh, not at all. And don't forget, this is the same government that's in charge of Social Security and Medicare.
That is one of those songs, though, when you hear it, you just kind of sing along, though.
Well, there's a lot of songs out there that you're singing. You have no clue what they mean. You just sing because you like the beat, you know?
It's so true.
And if you had to worry about it, then you probably wouldn't listen to anything. So it's just funny when I see a 31-month investigation just because of lyrics of a song. You hear the lyrics of songs nowadays. Yeah, but think about the lyrics of songs nowadays. Put a cap in someone's head and all this stuff. Yeah. People love that music. You're like, yeah. What?
I know.
It's crazy.
They have to bleep out a lot of it.
I look at those lyrics online sometimes and go, I've been singing it wrong the whole time.
I'm
not going to tell anybody. I'm not telling anyone.
I know. Well, you know, we were talking about Forbes magazine just a second ago and that, you know, Mark's being featured in the November issue. Well, there was another article in Forbes that talks about how fixated people are about saving $1 million in their 401k or IRA for retirement. Yet Fidelity says less than 1% of people have reached that level. Some people get so discouraged by not reaching a certain number that they stop putting efforts into saving it all. They just kind of give up. What would you say to that person, Mark?
Well, you should never give up. You may not reach the $1 million number, but the more you save, the better off you're going to be in retirement, the more things you'll be able to do. You'll have a lot less stress. So it's still a worthwhile goal, even if you don't think you're going to hit $1 million, to continue to put money away. Now, when some people come to me, they don't have anything and they're getting ready to stop working. Then that person has a really, really, really tough time and they're almost 100% dependent on Social Security. So if you don't want to be 100% dependent on Social Security, you need to make sure you have a plan to put some money away. You might have to downsize a little bit now so you can save up enough so you can have a nice retirement.
And that's one of the many things you're able to help your clients with, is you're able to look at their current expenses and maybe give them some suggestions on areas where they could downsize or cut back on.
Yeah, we try to help people find the ways that they're losing money or unnecessarily losing money. If there's a way you can save a little bit here and a little bit there or that you're wasting, that can add up to a lot over time. So you basically have to look at those things, come to an advisor that can help you figure those things out, and that's what we do.
And Mark would love to do the same for you. You can call him now and schedule your complimentary retirement strategy session. The number is 1-800-7-MARK-72. That's 1-800-762-7572. And be sure and go to the website retirementmark.com. Look for the bright blue banner in the top right that says get your free ebook, because for a limited time, Mark would like you to have a free copy of his book, Thinking Outside the Money Box. So retirementmark.com. Don't miss out on that. It's an awesome read. Well, if you are making the effort to save, and we certainly hope you are, there's good news for you in 2015. I understand the IRS has increased the contribution limits for your 401k. What's up with that, Mark?
Yeah, starting in 2015, contribution limits for the tax-deferred retirement accounts will increase by $500 to $18,000. And if you are 50 or older, the catch-up provision also will go up around $500, meaning that you can put away a total of around $24,000 next year. That's a good number, and some people or some companies will match up to a certain point. Let's say you put away 6%, maybe they match up $1. 100% for every dollar you put in, they match up to 6%. Sometimes companies will do, 25%. But at least do your match. You definitely want to put it away as much as you can so you can have an easier retirement.
And, you know, I'm on your the website now, retirementmark.com, and I wanted to mention, too, there's two complimentary free reports that Mark would like you to have. One is on Social Security. It's called 44 Social Security Secrets All Baby Boomers and Millions of Current Recipients Need to Know. It's the revised edition. You can download that for free. And also, we mentioned annuities at the beginning of the show. There's a lot to know about it. Well, there's a free report that Mark has for you. It's called The Truth About Annuities. And again, go to retirementmark.com and look at the far right and just scroll down, click on the bright blue books and download it for free. It's really easy. I printed mine out just to have as a reference. And he just wants you to have these resources. He cares that you are equipped and ready for your financial planning, and he wants to help you any chance he can. Well, this is kind of fun, okay? We like to poke fun at our eccentrics out there. We all have them in our family. Maybe we are the eccentrics. Well, a head-turning urn. Yes, you heard me correctly, urn. That's what Bob Casale, the co-founder of the 80s rock band Devo, had. The AP's Jackie Quinn has the details.
When the co-founder of the group Devo died this year, Bob Casale's family wanted something special to hold his cremated remains. They asked for reverence to create an urn shaped like the red energy domes the band members used to wear on their heads. Company CEO Pete Sari says thanks to 3D printing technology, any family can get a custom-designed urn that reflects the departed's life passion.
Cars. We see a lot of requests for musical instruments. Pets.
Custom-made urns, which cost thousands of dollars, are being marketed online and through funeral directors. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Oh, my goodness, Mark. So I got to ask, how would you design your urn if you just had, you know, a few thousand laying around and you wanted to leave some special requests? What would you do?
Well, I would probably bring it to my family, and we could probably have fun of it. Maybe we make some kind of family crest or something with
there
different little sayings on it.
Yeah.
And with their input, let them, you know, help design it. It'll probably be more exciting when, you know, I'm gone and I'm in an urn. They can look at the urn and they can remember the times when we created what was going to be on it. What about you, Grace? What would you have an urn do?
Oh, I think it's a no-brainer. I'm known as the crazy cat lady, so my urn would be a cat, or it'd have a cat on it. And, hawk?
What color eyes would it have, Grace?
Blue eyes. Blue eyes.
Kitty.
Tribute to my late cat, Fluffy. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm hoping I have a little time to plan it. So I'm going to work on that. But if you look at people's bumpers in the back of their windows, their cars, I mean, just imagine how much creativity these people are going to have, because everybody has their own thing there on their the rear of their car. It kind of says something about their personality. So
that's right.
Maybe this could be part of someone's retirement planning strategy. Maybe they can start a side business when they retire in their senior community, helping people design urns.
Why not? It's like they can become famous. You'll be rich. We joke about this, but we're talking a few thousand dollars. So even if someone does have, or maybe you have a very unique request. I think in the past there was a celebrity. Was it Liberace that wanted to be buried in a piano case? Whatever your request is, it's going to happen if you plan, right? I mean, this is something you've got to think out financially, right, Mark?
Well, you can earn with your urns.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry, everybody. That's the show.
Thanks for coming. Bye-bye.
And that's E-A-R-N.
Yes. U-R-N. Now he's going to explain it. It wasn't bad enough. He's got to explain it to you. No, okay. Yeah. Let's see. Mia's laughing at that joke right about now. Daddy, you're so funny.
Yeah, she would be, too. She's a little smart little girl.
Yes, she is. But yeah, you do have to plan. You have to have a plan in place. And even if it's serious, where you want to make sure your grandkids have their college trust fund, you have to get it on paper and have to meet with a professional, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And not only that, imagine creating some kind of CD or DVD where you're answering questions that your heirs can listen to. And because there's always questions that you can ask your dad and your mom and other people, and they tell you stuff when they grew up that you had no clue of, which is kind of neat to listen to. But so there's planning, there's leaving details like that. Like the Rockefellers, they have this, you know, the way they set up their stuff, they have this library that anyone can go to learn about any different topics. That if they ever borrowed money from the Rock, you know, their Rockefeller banking system, they have to pay it back and give an education on why they did it. I read that in a book once.
Really?
About the Rockefellers.
That's very impressive.
Yeah, and they're still really wealthy as opposed to the Vanderbilts that basically, you know, there's probably not a millionaire among them. I think there's like 173 heirs, and I don't think there's a millionaire among them. But, you know,
yeah,
those are just old books that I vaguely remember, so I may not be quoted exactly.
Yeah, but I get your point.
Yeah.
Well, we want to thank you for spending your evening with us, and we hope you join us every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. right here on News Radio 102.5 and AM 540 for the latest retirement planning tips and financial news. Hey, if you'd like to meet with Mark to discuss solutions on how to increase your wealth, or maybe you just want to get a second opinion to kind of see how you're doing, like a checkup, well, you can call Mark at 1-800-7-MARK-72. That's 1-800-762-7572. And Mark, as always, you've shared lots of helpful information that we can use to rev up our retirement plan. What are your final thoughts today, sir?
Well, today we learned about retirement success. We looked at market volatility. We listened to some big budget busters. We talked about Russia and Ukraine and barbecues.
That barbecue keeps coming up. I don't know. It must be good. Yeah. It was a hit, right?
Yeah, we talked about the Fitbit and taking lots of steps. Yes. But basically, we had a little bit of fun today. And we did give out some good information. My goal each week is for you to leave the show with a greater confidence about your retirement plan. This is Retirement Mark. Making every dollar count.
Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by retirement wealth advisors.